That's it. Yeah. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good.
That's good. So I have to tell a story, and then Liesl's going to tell her story. So we have lots of stories today. So my story started, January 11th. I was driving to work, and then I first was in a car accident. Someone drove into the back of me in my car, and then we got out and we exchanged details, and then we were in a pedestrian accident as well when a taxi drove into us. And I think that was very unexpected. Didn't see that coming, didn't even thought about it, because you're just driving to work like you do every morning. And then I think that was when I started to learn many, many, many things. So fortunately, I have many. The uncle, let me just tell you, the uncle was standing next to me when we were both hit by the taxi. He ended up having to go for surgeries in his wrist and his ankles, and he had something on his head. And I think he was in the hospital maybe a month, around about there. So when he got out, he contacted me and asked, how am I doing? But I could stand up from the accident scene and walk. It was very painful, but I could walk. So I just got some injuries to my back. But it's not even serious injuries. It's muscles and tissues. It's nothing about the bones and the spinal cord or anything. Even that was protected. But it was still very sore. And couldn't walk. Felt like, I don't know, felt like I was hit by a train. Maybe train and a taxi is the same thing. If you get hit by them. But in that, I learned many lessons, and maybe that's why I wanted to share. So the first thing was the day after the accident, when I really couldn't move or anything, good friend came to visit me at home, and she asked like lots of questions about the injuries and what happened and what, but that's general knowledge. But then she started to ask questions about how's my heart doing. And at the end of that, I came to the conclusion, I told you, you know what, I don't think I'm a victim here in this everything that happened. And that, I think, is a key thing. Many things happen to us. We are in many situations we don't plan, and things happen to us, and people drive and crash into us. And we have a choice to make. Are we a victim of this? Am I now going to, I was hit by a taxi and go on that whole taxi train of thoughts? Or are you going to say, I'm not a victim, I know God is in control of my life, nothing, and that's when I also realize, nothing that happens to me, even if it's like an accident, can happen if God doesn't allow it. But then the other side of that thought is, I know I am loved by God, so if whatever happens, first thing, He's in control. He's still in control. Everything happens. Nothing can happen without him being okay with it. And nothing can happen out of his love for us. And I think that was a good foundation to go through this journey. So, question is, when things happen, are you a victim or not? That's maybe the first thing, starting point. Because if we are a new creation, and if we're in the kingdom of God, we can't be victims. We are more than victorious. That's what the word says. Yes, we're more than victors in that. Then the second thing I learned, after the accident, I had many flashbacks. Amanda told me it's going to happen, and it happened, about flashbacks of the accident. So what happened with me was, I first, in the accident scene, I first heard the crash, and then I flew through the air. So I didn't see anything because I didn't look at it. So I heard that crashing sound over and over again in my mind, and it was like reliving that moment. It's just not good, because it's like you're going back to that thing again and again. So then I prayed and asked Jesus, please help me, either take away this memory or heal it. And they needed both. So the first thing was, he healed the memory. And how he did that, he said, whenever it happens, just be thankful. Be thankful for God's protection in that moment. Be thankful for God's goodness in the moment and just be thankful. And I learned another thing. When God speaks to you and you ask for an answer and He answers you, then you need to cooperate with the Holy Spirit. So when those flashbacks came, it's like being thankful. Thankful for God's protection, thankful for His goodness, thankful for the journey. And the more thankful I got, eventually it went away. But it required some cooperation. It's not like He healed that in an instant. And there too we have a choice. If God shares something, are we going to walk with it and walk with Him? Or are we still just going to sit and say, God, please heal me, heal me, heal me? And He wants to, but we don't participate in the healing journey. So that's the other thing. We listen to what God is telling you and work with that. It's very important. I have a different view of being thankful now. So that was healed. That was maybe a week. Maybe it took a week and then that was gone. Then, still on the topic of God speaking to us. So I had two friends who prayed for me. In that week, maybe after the accident, both came back to me and said, well, we prayed for you and God said, it's going to heal you, your back, but it's not going to be instant. Well, I know God can heal us in an instant. That I affirm belief He can do that, but then two people told me, it's going to be healed, but not immediately. The one friend actually shared the situation. She was in similar thing. I think she was maybe just a bit worse off because in her journey she actually broke her back. And God told her, He can heal her immediately, but it's going to be a journey. For her it was a year. So then, so when I heard it now from the two people I really trust, I told God, okay, I hear and I think it's okay if it's a journey, but please not a year. I don't want to wait a year because it's not nice. Not, it's tiring living with pain all the time. And then one day in the coffee shop, I was doing something random. I don't know if I was cleaning a table or something. And then I heard God speak to me very clearly. And He said, just be patient. Give me time until March regarding the back and not waiting a year. And then I thought, okay, I can wait. I can wait until March. I think then it was still January. So then, since then, and we are in March now, and God is faithful. But in that time, it was eventually, oh, let me just share this. So February 29th, I woke up very, so maybe that was then March 1st, because I woke up like around 1 o'clock in the morning, and I was wide awake. And then I just went to sit and spend time with Jesus and pray, and I was wondering, I wonder how many days is it now since the accident until then, and it was 50 days on the dot. 50 days. I don't know, God speaks to me a lot in numbers. So 55 is grace, 10 is fulfillment, completion. So then I knew, okay, time has come. But in that 50 days, many things happened as well. And I think that is why God chose for this healing to be a journey, because it could have happened instantly. But maybe I should also just mention this. So I just came back from holiday in December, and we started, I think we opened the coffee shop on the Tuesday, the 10th or the 9th, and that Thursday was the accident. So I had so many plans and felt like we had so much momentum, and suddenly everything came to a stop. And maybe that stop was good because there were some revelations I needed to receive and needed to get in order, I think, for where we're going now. And if you can't do much, you can't do much. You can just sit and listen and ask God what He wants to share. So the first thing He wanted to share with me, I think I got a bigger understanding or a deeper understanding of the redemption work of Jesus. Remember, some of you might know my cell phone story, where my cell phone got stolen, and then God gave me a promise, he said everything that has been stolen must be returned. So this whole accident thing felt like things have been stolen from me. But then what he said there must be true now. Even what has been stolen in this situation must be returned. And it's true. Because things can be returned because of the redemption work of Jesus. What he has done, he has bought it back. So that's something I maybe wouldn't have understood as deeply as I do now. So that was a good revelation, going through that 50 days. And another thing is, I think that for me personally, it was the being in a place of quietness and God working in your heart or in my heart and just helping me to see and discern the condition of many hearts around me and the call to really intercede for them. Because I think the fact that I had a heart full of trauma and I healed that, I had more empathy and understanding for the others around me. So that's the next, and that's still an ongoing journey. He gave me some dreams regarding that, that I also needed to, that's the first time I needed to ask for healing for dreams. And that was just him showing me the condition of the hearts around me and to really start praying for that. So there is really purpose in journeys. I think, I don't know what Leo's going to share, but she also has a journey. It wasn't instant for her, but there are purposes of God in journeys, even though he can heal us instantly. But maybe part of the good he brings out of circumstances are revelations and beautiful things in the journey. So the March 1st came after my 50 days of patient endurance. And some people prayed for me and for my back. And it got healed. I don't know how to explain. It felt like something got aligned. And since then, so we are now, 16, 17 days into March. And every day it's a little bit, a little bit, a little better. And I think I know by end of March, which is maybe 2 weeks, I think everything will be fine. So maybe to summarize, if there's anything I can encourage you, is to hear what God is speaking to you about your specific situation and then just stand on that. In that 50 days, because I knew that I knew God had spoken, many people around me who didn't understand that was like very impatient. They were like, but you should do this and you should go see that doctor and you should do this and take this medicine and do that. And I understand their hearts, they really care and they just maybe didn't like to see me suffer. But it's important to stay and stick to what God has told you. Patient endurance, I think I have another understanding of that. So I think that's it. God is good. We are not victims. He makes everything work for the good. He can heal in an instant, but sometimes there's so much more treasures in a journey. And we should just trust him. That's it.
Thank you, Audrey.